Right now, the big news coming out of Egypt is the Coptic issue. A lot of Copts are getting attacked, churches are getting attacked, and it seems, you know, and it's obviously a huge issue because they've been persecuted for such a long time. And a lot of people are saying, oh, there's not going to be really any change after Mubarak goes. I really don't think it's the Egyptian community as a whole doing it. I think it's members of the army and the old regime that are going in plain clothes and starting up these riots as a excuse to stay in power. By making the city of Cairo and the rest of Egypt look dysfunctional, they can say, look, hey, we're going to stay in power. You guys need us. So they're going to do whatever they can. Cops have always been an easy target. They've always been used as a dividing line between the different sects of Egypt's religions. And I think it was actually up to the Egyptian people. This wouldn't be happening. But once again, sabotage of a militarized rule will always come through. Egyptians hoped their army would let them go through, but I think they might have to fight again. And hopefully, maybe this will unite the Egyptians even further. But let's just hope the revolution actually really goes through, and peace between Christianity and Islam and all the other religions in Egypt carry on through without subterfuge from the old regime and the army.